We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, and we are starting a new Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. And this sugya is called the sugya of Keva. It's a Shmak sugya in Shulchan Aruch. It's the end of Simen Pei Zayin. So Keva is the stomach of a behema, and in the stomach, a lot of times you'll find milk. And the question is that milk mutter to eat? It's definitely considered milk. I learned the Gemara before, because that milk came from a different animal. It's not natural milk. We're talking about a zachar here. It's a male animal. But in the keva you found milk. That milk is definitely milk. The shaila is a kosher milk. Are you worried that maybe it came from a non-kosher animal? Another question is, if it's found in an animal that's not kosher, or if it's found in an animal that's an avela, what's the halacha? Is that chalav considered usher or not? Obviously, a non-kosher animal would have been negeya, but it's a negeya for a nevela. Is that chalav mutter or not? So let's see the Mishnah. Kevas over chavim, a keva of a behema of a goy, v'shel nevela or nevela, harezu asura. You cannot eat that milk that's found in the stomach. And it sounds like the reason is because it's part of the animal. And kevas over chavim is the same thing as nevela pashas, because the goy has meat from a behemoth, usually it's in a vela. So the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha, the Gemara is saying against the vela, the Gemara will ask the kasha. But either way, I raise the asura, because the Mishnah is assuming that the milk inside the stomach of this sheep is also. Another halacha, hamaymid ba'or shel keva kashera. Let's say you have a behemoth kashera, not in a vela, good geshachten, and you use the skin of the stomach in order to make cheese. The skin of the stomach has certain enzymes in it that could cause milk to curdle and become cheese. So that's the way of doing, you can make cheese that way. But the problem is, the R is fleishiks. The skin of the keva is fleishiks. So maimid ba'or shel keva kashera. So what's the halacha on top on base now? If this R can give tam in the milk, harezu asura, because now it has tam of chalav. Has tam of chalav, a tam of basar and chalav. It's tam basar b'chalav now, harezu asura. So therefore, it will be mutter b'diavad only if it has no tam of basar. And a third halacha in the Mishnah is kashera. If you have a kosher animal, shiyankam and a treifa, that was yonik from a treifa, kevasa asura. The milk found inside it is awesome. Treifa, a behemoth treifa, shiyankam and a kashera, that nursed from a kshera, kivasa mutaris, the milk inside is mutter, but it's a konos mea. So this part of the Mishnah is saying that what? That the milk is considered a separate entity. If it's a kosher animal they got from a treifa, no good. If it's a treifa they got it from a kshera, then it's good. The Chari took a steer to the Reish of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah said, if I have an avela, milk found avela, it's no good. Here it sounds like clearly, a treifa, the yonkan mekshera, it's mutaris. So Shikol Pella, steer of mamash, one part of Mishnah, and part of Mishnah, and we'll deal with that in the Gemara. Now, there's a long Rashi here that discusses halacha l'maisa shaila that was negeya him, that he used to be mdayig heter, and then he changed his mind. This is Rashi's talking. So Rashi, like we see in that Mishnah, that ar shalkeva makes possible chalav. So he says that sometimes in his days, they used to have sometimes that they salted the whole entire animal, and afterwards they chopped it into more pieces. They butchered up the animal. When they butchered up the animal, they took the keva, and there was milk in the keva that was salted with the keva. And they took that milk, and they put it, made cheese out of that milk, because that milk now had very good enzymes in it. They made cheese in it. Is that a problem or not? What's the shaila? Because that milk first was salted together with the ar. So it became basar chalav through salt, through melicha. The question is, will that make now the new cheese a problem? So first he thought it's not a problem. First the oilam tainted it's not a problem. Why not? Because this is what the oilam tainted, not him. This is the oilam tainted. He had a different reason why it doesn't matter. The oilam tainted it was not a problem. Why not? He says, because not banat. They said it was not banat. Why? Because it was the R was the R. So tam rishon in the chalav that was found in this keva. Now the chalav into the next thing is tam sheni. Into the, when you're making the cheese. They took, no. The chalav was salted in the ar. Very small, let's say it was 1 ounce of chalav. It was found in the keva, it was salted together with the whole animal. Now, finished. Now you took that milk, that 1 ounce milk found in the keva, and you put it into a big vat of cheese on the other side of the room, you know, to make cheese. So this is what Rashi says. Rashi's people were saying that it's not banat. Why? Because it got tam rishon went from the ar into the chalav, 1 ounce chalav, and from 1 ounce chalav into the other chalav, the tam sheni. So he says that if you have a kashanet, so Rashi, he says, it makes no sense. He uses a very strong lashon. He says, this is not panat. He says, rechoyka zumazu kerochoyk mizruch mimarif. There's no shaykhis. He says, and the main tain is that here, that chalav becomes basa b'chalav. It's a shtick iser. It's not napanat. That chalav, that 1 ounce chalav, sat in the ar, became basa b'chalav. It's not napanat. It is iser. And I put it the next thing, it makes the whole thing also. There's no shaykhis to napanat. And there's more reasons why it's napanat. Also, because napanat pastures, it can't be, that's not called tam sheni kovi. It's a major rashi. We learn napanat this rashi. Then Rashi says, maybe a different thing. Maybe it's called Pirsha. Maybe it's called waste. Maybe it's called nothing. And that he argues on as well from the Gemara of Yezara, which we'll speak out soon. He's in the Gemara. And therefore he says, he changed his mind. He said, I used to be Noyig had touched the case. The Maisa, it's not true. It's a mistake. And therefore, he says, I need to see Noyig had to Arheina. Wavad, Shalitnu Ba, Chalavacha, Vatoya Yisi Bekach. So Yisi Sova, I used to think it was Pirsha. The Maisa, he holds, it was usher to use that milk found in the keva that was sold together with the ar. Zog to Gemara. So it says in the Mishnah that if you have a stomach of a behemoth from a goy or a stomach of a nevela, the milk found inside it is usher. So afraid to Gemara, otu kevis of chavim lav neveli, is the keva of a goy's animal not nevela? It's the same thing as nevela. Amrav hu nohacha b'lekech dim of chavim. No, the case is, kevis of chavim means, you bought the gdi from the guy, you bought the goat from the guy, you shechted it yourself, so there's no problem in the veila, and still it's asr. That's the shah, why would it be asr then? What's the chash? V'chashirin shem yonak min ha-treifa. We're scared, maybe the goat of the guy was yonak min ha-treifa. Frank Tamar, mi-chashinon, still go, what's the roi? Mi-chashinon, shem yonak min ha-treifa. V'atana, look at the Mishnah. Loichin, someone goes, v'atanya. V'atanya, look at the braisa. You're allowed to buy eggs from a guy. You're not worried. You're not worried. Maybe he took it out of a nevela, this egg from an oif that died, or from an oif that's a treifa. Why not? You go, what's the roif? See, also, you buy a gdi from a guy, you don't have to assume, punked because the guy's animal, that's why you're eating from a treifa. Why not chesh like that? So, what's the problem? We're saying now means, oif means you bought it from a guy and you shechted yourself. What's the problem? It's not a problem with treifa. We're not chesh for that. Ella, ema, chesh, shema, yonak. Maybe you worry. Maybe Yonak from Behemah Tameah. Maybe it was Yonak from Behemah Tameah. So Maishlo Treifa Lechashino and Maishlo Tameah Lechashino. Why are Cheshem more Behemah Tameah than Treifa? Treifa Lechshicha. Treifa not just Shchiyah, but Behemah Tameah Shchiyah. He has a whole zoo of Tameah there. So maybe it was Yonak from Tameah. That's why you can't buy from a guy. Frank Tamar Shchiyah. Philip and Gabi Don Negash. We should also be. We got our own animals also be Cheshes. There's a lot of non-kosher animals around. So no, Ananda Bedilina Manaya, we don't have anything near. We separate ourselves from non-kosher animals. So it's not so common to have non-kosher animals around that this behemoth should be unique from that. When we see them around, we send them away. Loi gazu rabbanon. Inu deloi badu manaya by goyim that they're not separate from them. V'chichazulu when they see a behemoth tamei loi mafreshulu manaya, they don't separate themselves. Gazru bu rabbanon. Rabbanon were guys. So the first shot in the Mishnah is like this. We see kevas nevela, there's a keva of a nevela, and inside the keva you find milk, it has a din of the nevela, and it's no good. Kevas avichavim is also nevela, that's Mar's kasha. Mar says no. Kevas avichavim means you purchased the animal from the guy. You shechted it yourself. So what's the problem, Taka? We're worried that it comes from a behemoth tamei. And by a yid, you're not worried that, because the yid always chases away all the behemoth tamei. But by a guy, he's not, of course, he doesn't care.
The kevas itself, also, if it
Yeah, watch kevah also.
Because it's
no, didn't get cooked together. It's not barbas v'chalav. No barbas v'chalav. It's all gets salted together. Here it said the hinam is alive. You shechted and you finish. It's separated. It's separated. It's only the only problem. Rashi's the problem. A new problem. We salted together because the malicha cooked it together. What kevah means the milk inside the kevah. The milk inside the meat. The milk inside it. And we said we started from the akdama. It's milk. Now it's 100% milk. It's called milk. And you can't salt it together. The rash is the one case we salted it together. But if you don't salt it together, it's no problem. It's a sign, it comes right out. It's no problem. So here, the chiddush over here is that the chiddush din is that if you buy from a guy, you're worried it took from a behemoth to man. That's one pshat in the Mishnah. Shmuel, I'm a different pshat. the Shmuel Amar, and it's very negay of Shmuel's pshat that we actually pass it like Shmuel, because if the first pshat comes out, you can't buy, you know, your new din. I don't know if you knew this yet. You're not allowed to buy, you're not allowed to go to a farm, you're not allowed to go to a farm in Montana and buy animals from Gahim. Because you could, rather, you actually could, but you get any chalv you find in there, it'd be no good. You'd have to know the halacha, it would be very important to halacha to know. They never let to buy an animal from a guy. If you want to eat the chalv in the cave, you can't buy it. But that's the passage of the first man yama. But Shmuel says, "No, not chayshes for that. Not chayshes for him to me. Usually a behema, a kosher behema nurses on its own animals. Doesn't nurse from a behema to me. So what's behind the Mishnah? I Rechav means a guy's animal, a guy's kosher animal that he shechted it. So that's the same thing like nevela. So Shmuel says, "Yeah, it is the same thing. Shmuel machadok tani. It means one thing. Kevas shchitas of Rechav is a nevela, and that keva is also because it's part of the nevela, because it's part of the nevela." So now it comes out for both Shalakama, both the first pshat and Shmuel's pshat are both saying it's Pasha Tzar Mishnah that milk found in a nevela has a din of what a nevela. Right, the Gemara cash like this. Shmuel says Chaduk Tani, and really the following cash is a kasha on Shmuel from our Mishnah. Shmuel says, why is Gvinas Akum Asur? So Gemara Nabed Zara talks about Gvinas Akum. Cheese from a goy is Asur. The Gemara has like five different Mshatim, at least. Vama Shmuel, Prema Asur, it says, this is a Gemara in Masechet Nabed Zara. Prema Asur Gvinas Avicham. Why you not allowed to buy cheese from a goy? Because they do, they mimed it with an R of a Kevas Nevela. They use Keva of Nevela, and therefore you now eat the cheese. Tzmashma, Ha Keva Gufa, Sharia, but the milk found inside the cave is fine. It's only because the Ara cave, but the cave itself is fine. The cave itself is fine. So Chayra, the cave, why are you worried that they use the milk of a cave of an avela? Mashma fishmuel, the milk of an avela is fine. Loikasha kan kreid mchazara kan lacha chazara. So the kasha like this, and our Mishnah says that milk found in avela is din of avela. There, Shmuel should say much better. The reason why now I buy from a guy is because they use the milk from an avela, the milk found in the cave, which has enzymes to make the cheese. Why have to come into the ar cave is avela? Must be because the milk is fine. Why is the milk fine? Because the milk inside an animal doesn't have an avela. So it's a steer to our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara kan koydim chazara kan lach chazara. There's a Gemara sugya in Avodah Zarah that discusses this shaila, that there's a Mishnah there that says that you're allowed to eat the milk from an oila. It says that the keva of an oila, the milk found in the keva of an oila, a kohen who's not an istinus, drinks it. Ah, your oila is also not eat the oila, it goes on his back. So the Gemara says, you see from there that it's pirsha ba'amo, which means it's considered a separate entity and doesn't become asr. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara first thought that it was asr because it was part of the animal. The Gemara says, no, we see from Kevas Oila that it's considered a separate entity. The Mishnah there, Masechet Avodah Zarah, says that the thing, the Keva found in the Behemah Avodah Zarah is Aser, or the Pirsha is Aser. It says there it's different, because by Avodah Zarah, anything found in the animal increases the beauty of the animal, makes it fatter, makes it look more bloated, and therefore it becomes Aser Ba'anat Avodah Zarah, but not because it's part of the animal. So milk in the cave, milk in the stomach is not considered part of the animal. But that's only my skonos gemara. The Havni gemara thought there before the chazara, and then it's really a brisa and really a mishnah there. That in the mishnah and the brisa there, that we thought it's really a mishnah in the chazara. We thought that anything part of the animal was anything that was in the animal was like part of the animal. The Gemara says, no, it's called Pirsha Ba'amah. It's called a separate entity. So our Mishnah that starts off and saying, Kevas Avichav Shalavel Rezu Asura, it's only for the Kodem Chazara. But after the Chazara and the Gemara and Mishnah of Erezara, Avada, it's not true. Avada, it's mutter to eat the Cholav inside the Keva of an Avela. So, any questions so far before I speak something out? So now, there's a little bit of a very important question. Shmuel says, what's the problem? You might use the guy in Wakay Gvinizak, you use the R cave as the Vela. Forget about the Vela. They use the R of a cave as a problem, boss of a Chala. Why are you running to the Vela? Man, Shapella. Running to the Vela. R, they use R. So Tyson asked the Kasha, on Banim of Kufta Zayin Malav, he asked this Kasha. And he says like this, the Banim Tyson's Kufta Zayin Malav. So the Ashleimar, the Meshum Basav Chav Lo Yasur Mesafik. So like a Sura Der Abanon, the Derech Mishal Zotar, to be maimed something, not cooking it, to be maimed making cheese, it's only Asur Der Abanon. This is then putting Ar into a Chalav, it's only Isur Der Abanon, and therefore we wouldn't be Choshesh Mesafik, even if you don't know how short a guy did it, and since it's only a Safik, it wouldn't be Choshesh Basav Chav, it's only Choshesh because of a Nevela. That's the answer to the Kasha. Okay. So to Gemara Vait. K'sheiros Yonkam Na Treifa. It's in the Mishnah. K'sheira Yonkam Na Treifa means you have a kosher animal. You have a sheep over here that was yonik from a treifa. The milk found in the sheep's stomach is mutter, is asr. The milk found is asr. But if the sheep is a treifa, then the milk found in the sheep that he was yonik from a kosher, it's kosher. So you see, the milk is not the animal. It says the ratio of the Mishnah that Kevus Evichav Mishal Avela Reza Asura. Similar cast we just asked in Shmuel. It's a steer Mishnah Menei Bay. It says the ratio that the milk found in the Vela's stomach is also. Rav Chista ratio. The Mar first tries to tell us like this. Rav Chista ratio. The reason why if it's found in the Vela it's also is because Nirika Echel Nevelas. People think you're eating Nevela. They'll come to eat in Nevela. Hacha ika shchita. Here by a treifa, there's a shchita. So even though you're eating the milk, people don't realize that's a treifa. They're not come to eat treifa if you drink the milk from the behema shchuta, that's a treifa. Omle Rava lav kol dechenu ma nevela to be isam nevela. Anyway, you're not eating nevela so fast. The ishar is like kavisa loyos lamechem nei. Just because you matter to drink the milk from the nevela, people are not going to eat nevela. So, you can't eat the milk, can't drink the milk. If you allow the milk, of course you're not be able to drink the milk. So it can't be that sepsha. So what's the chilek between the reisha and the seifa? The reisha says chol found in an avela is also. The seifa says chol found in treifa is mutter. This is what we spoke at before to answer Shmuel. That in the Mishnah and Masechet of Chazara, there was a Kaidim Chazara La Chazara. Before the Chazara, we held that milk found in the stomach is part of the behemoth. And in Maskon, we said, no, we see from Oila that's not part of the animal. That was the Shaila there, and this is a Kaidim Chazara La Chazara, or Mishnah La Chazara Mekaima. Om Rav Chia Ba'ab Om Rav Yechna. Mamidim Bekevas Neveilois, Ve'im Mamidim Bekevas Chitos Avichavim. You're allowed to make cheese out of the milk. It's called rennet. It's a certain type of thing. It's called rennet. You're allowed to use kevas nevelos. Why? Like we said, acha chazara, you're allowed to use kevas nevelos. Why? Because the milk found in the nevela is not nevela. So you're allowed to use that to make cheese. But you can't, if the guy shechted it, then you can't use the milk, even though it's a separate entity. What's pshat? On the farm of Shimon Abba, Kaman, Kahu, like Rabbi Eliezer, Doma Stam, Achshav, Zerv, Chavim, Eliezer, Chavim, you mean to say like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer holds, Stam, Shchit of a Goy, is for Avodah Zarah. And since it's Avodah Zarah, like I spoke about before, then the milk in the Behemah is Asa Bahana. Why? Because it makes the animal look bigger, even though it's not part of the animal. So therefore, the milk found in the cave of Avodah Zarah is Asa. So it must be going like Rabbi Eliezer? I'm like, of course, Vela Kaman, who else am I going like? So this Mandiyama says, Yiladi Maimid Bekevas Vela's why? Because we're going Ach Hazara. Ach Hazara, milk found in a Vela is not in a Vela, it's milk. You're allowed to use that. You're allowed to use that to make cheese. Mashainkin, if it's a Shechita Sevis Chavim, we'll Choshish Rabbi Yetzir Shechita, hold there's Shechita for Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, we go on, if it looks better, makes it Asa Bahana. And therefore, you cannot eat, therefore you cannot use it, it's Asa Bahana, that milk is Asa Bahana, and therefore you can't be maimed the cheese with that keva. Zot gemar gozer a small brav yitzchok amar yechra am amidim bein bekeva as the velo bein bekeva shkita vizchav. He said, no, we don't pass like Rabbi Yezah. We hold that you can make cheese sai with keva as the velo and sai with keva as shkita vizchav. So lachos of Rabbi Yezah, we're not kosher of Rabbi Yezah shkita. And vehilchus alot salach lamaisa, eim amidim be'or keva as the velo. We can't be maimed but or kevas develo. That's good, right? Can't be maimed or kevas develo. Or is or kevas develo vada something that's aser. And not only can you maimed but or kevas develo, you can't even maimed but or a keva at all if it gives time. But you can't do it all. Lav dafka develo. That's the halacha. Av mamidim bekevas nevela, with the skin you can't use. Av mamidim bekevas nevela, but you could use the milk found in the nevela of a kevas chizuchavim, and the keva found inside of a dezar. Adkan the girsa according to Rashi. That's your paskin. There is a girsa that says after it was like this. You could use even more. Or kevas ksheiros yonkem atreifa. The kolshkem kevas treifas yonkem atreifa. My time a cholav amchunus ba pir shavamum. It's a new chiddush. The fetus girsa. The fetus girsa is you're allowed to use even treifa milk that's inside the stomach. Why? Because it becomes pir shavamum, which means like waste. It loses the shame cholav. Now Rashi is not gerus this. Comes Tosfos. And he brings down this girsa. Different mask halacha garsina. His halacha garsina brave svarim. Hilchos saw aim amidim ba'or kevas nevela. Am amidim bekevas nevela. Bekevas shuvu chavim. Bekevas shares yonkam la treifa. Bekal shkem bekevas treifas yonkam la kshera. My time chalav amachunas ba pirsh v'amu. Mechari girsu kasha masisim. That says the Tanan says in the Mishnah. Ksher is yonkam and atreifa. Kevas asura. Mishnah is not like that. V'chei brais del b'perikin says kevas shabishlo b'chel ba'asura. Says he's not called pirsha. Because it says in our Mishnah the cholav treifa found in the kosher animals is no good. Said before, so daf kuf tes on the base. If you salt, and we had a rash over here. If you salt the milk of a keva inside the keva, it becomes basa b'chelav. What do you mean? It's pirsha. It's waste. So it's a kasha from those two Mishnahs, Eir Mishnah and Brisa before. So what's going on over here? That's Pshat Rashi, why is the Gerus it? Because he's not like a Mishnah. V'omre Tam, there's two type of keva that found, in two type of milk found in the keva. V'omre Tam, the Hani Milich Cholov Tzolul Shabsech HaKeva, L'chosh HaPirsha. If it's clear milk that's found, it means like liquidy milk that's found in the keva, that's not called Pirsha. That's considered milk, and you down it up what it is. Aval Karush, Shabbosaych hakeva, what something that comes hardened in the keva, and that's what you use to make cheese from. Chosh of pirsha, va'oysa karos vidvara fill nimlach b'soych hakeva is mutter. Even nimlach b'soych hakeva is mutter. If you go back to that long Rashi, you can understand why a lot of Tamid Lacham in those days used it because maybe they used the pirsha. Rashi holds it's not called pirsha. Rashi is all arichas that's not called pirsha. Rashi argues on his taisvus, but do these Rishonim hold that any hardened milk found in the cave is considered pirsha? And if it's mutter, even though it was salted with the ar, it's mutter to use for cheese. And that's pshat. And those Tamid Lacham, like Rashi brings down, the minig was he himself used to eat cheese that way because they held like this man the yama that's pirsha b'alma. You have to see in Shulchan Aruch the end of Siman Pei Zayin, a long arichas about all these different shittas, the whole sugya of zev garim there, mamish gushmak sugya, very negay this sugya.